begin with attendance. Our question for this evening, regardless of whether or not you celebrate Thanksgiving, so what is your favorite food to eat around this time, whether it's a celebration of Thanksgiving or not? Madam Administrative Director, if you would please take that.
I
would.
I can tell you. Andrew.
I like stuffing.
Jessica.
I'm not
really
like vegetarian, so vegetarian corn dogs.
Apple pie.
That cranberry jelly stuff.
Rebecca.
I like Thanksgiving and I like pie.
Sam.
Mashed potatoes.
Katie.
Any dessert that has pumpkin in it.
Nick.
Turkey.
Mike. Bobby.
Key lime pie.
Red.
Cream corn casserole.
Yes. Peter.
Turkey.
Mark.
Ham.
Joe.
I'm all about that tryptophan. Give me a tryptophan high and I pass out.
Pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
The vegetarian gravy and the calf. I really appreciate that.
Jordan.
Turkey.
Yeah.
Mashed potatoes.
Brogan. Jared.
My grandmother's stuffing.
I also like them.
Give me a big old slice of sour cream raisin with their deep mid-year, and that I will give our controller 2 seconds. Is DQ?
I don't know.
Some discussion before we pass it. Okay, so I just want to echo what the previous speaker said. Basically, we just weren't comfortable with funding it. We didn't really know what they were doing, and so basically for right now, we funded them the travel money, and then but if they come back at a later date and they have more details on stuff, they can always get that again. They can bring it back up and they can have it go through the process again. So this isn't like cutting the axe completely. For right now, we don't have enough information to go about. And I yield.
Senator Nigro.
Since nobody else wants to discuss, I thought I'd just satisfy some curiosity. I was just wondering, how do we fund plane travel? Because I don't know if I've ever seen that before from the group.
As far as I know, we do it normally or up to the bylaw. There's some inner workings as far as how that money is transferred or used to pay for the tickets. But this is not out of the question.
Do we just like give it to the group though, or like how does, what do we do?
Long story short, there's some finagling with credit cards and how those are reconciled. reconciled at the end of each month, and so they're able to split a charge between two department lines, so they could split $600 that would be charged directly to Student Senate, and then the remainder of their tickets could be covered by either their own 9-line or another department, so something like that.
Okay. Cool.
Any further discussion? Discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor of approving the recommended budget for D as is, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions? The budget is approved. And we'll move back to our agenda, which I believe is just new business at this point. New business. Is there any new business? Senator Hockey.
Yes. Last week, the Finance Committee found out that there was a discrepancy within our own bylaws about reimbursement for travel funds. And so at this point, I would like to propose bringing up that specific bylaw. Eric Best, do you know what a specific bylaw is?
Order, please use, do not use specific names.
Oh. Controller Best, do you know which bylaw that is?
It falls under Article 6, Section 2, Subsection 8.
Okay. And the reason why this is important is because it's something that we want to make sure that we're following our bylaws, and the wording right now is a little bit funny, so I could bring that to the attention of the Senate and have discussion.
As in,
do I have to make a motion for us to
talk
about it? Yeah. Okay. Open discussion.
Okay. I'd like to make pull up the data.
Point of information?
Yeah.
If this is brought up tonight, we must vote on this tonight, correct, Secretary?
We must vote on whether we actually look at it.
He's just opening discussion.
Yes.
So he's going to move to discuss.
And then where is this coming from? Sorry.
Yeah.
But point of information, is the motion to discuss or the motion for this?
Well, can you open up discussion on it, or can you simply forget to make a motion? Yes.
You must make some form of actual motion, whether it's to charge it to someone, whether it's to make an actual change.
Okay.
Opening it just for discussion does not do anything.
Okay.
It doesn't do anything.
Okay. Then in that case, I will further elaborate. In the Finance Committee last Tuesday, we met and we proposed this change to the bylaw, Article 6, Section 2, Subsection 8. And the reason why was that we wanted to make it clear like what exactly was going to happen with the travel expenses and how groups are actually going to get allocated that money. And so with that, I would like to propose changing Article 6, Section 2, Subsection 8 from travel expenses will be reimbursed with the standard IRS business mileage rate to travel expenses will be allocated at the standard IRS business mileage rate. Said expenses will be reimbursed at the completion of the event based upon the travel costs incurred, such as school costs, airfare, bus fare, etc.
Point of information.
Yes.
That motion, Charlie Dragon, does that need to be voted on tonight?
What does need to happen is that we need to vote to actually consider it. And then it gets talked about. Because of our bylaws are written.
Constitution.
Yeah, our Constitution.
Correct me if I'm wrong, if it's considered, if it's a bylaw, we have to dispose of it tonight, correct?
No.
I think it's a bylaw.
So as for our bylaws, we have to vote to consider our Constitution. We have to vote to consider this bylaw change, which requires a two-thirds vote. What this does is it actually opens up discussion on this. And then next week, or if table was doing anything, then we actually vote to enact it, which, again, would be a two-thirds vote since it is a constitution, or a bylaw change.
You still have the fourth on our topic.
Okay. Have I made a...
Yes, you made a motion.
Yeah, I made a motion.
You have moved to consider this.
Yep.
To consider. It needs to be one more consideration right now.
Consideration is just...
It's written really poorly. So you are moving to consider this amendment change. Is there a second? Second goes to Senator Birch. We'll open up the floor for discussion on this amendment. We have to vote.
We vote to actually use it.
Actually discuss it. Okay.
So in essence, we're saying do we want to talk about this or not?
Yes.
Yeah.
And this requires a two-thirds?
Yes. In the Senate terms of this is something we will talk about. If the vote doesn't go through, we just...
Okay. So in order to continue discussion on this, it requires a two-thirds vote. So all those in favor of continuing or opening discussions on this issue,
point of information. Why is it two-thirds?
That's what the Constitution states.
Any bylaws changed must be voted for consideration in the meeting after they first presented?
Yes.
Doesn't mention anything about two-thirds majority.
No.
This is the next part, when we actually change it, needs two-thirds.
That is my mistake.
So consideration would just be simple majority.
Consideration is simple majority.
That was my mistake.
Okay. All right, so rather than a two-thirds, it is still a simple majority to open up discussion on this amendment. All those in favor of opening up discussion, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions? We are now going to consider this amendment. So, discussion. Controller Best.
I feel it would behoove you all to know a little bit about why this is coming before you tonight. Since I started 3 years ago, the verbiage has always said allocated. Somehow, and I don't know how this happened, it was changed to reimbursed. So that's the very first line of text from travel to rate is what is in the bylaws right now. I am honestly stumped as to why it changed. And that's actually slightly concerning to me, but that's beside the point. We're trying to correct the problem now. As far as the second sentence that's in here, that is codifying how we have reimbursed people in the past. Yes.
Would you just please explain the difference between allocating and reimbursing and what that means for groups when they're traveling?
All right. When we allocate money for groups to travel, that's just saying, here, you have this certain amount of money set aside to use for travel expenses. Reimbursement is when you actually get paid for something. Specifically, in this case, it will be a travel incurred expense, or travel-related expense that is incurred on a trip of some sort. Without getting into the ethos of the IRS business mileage rate versus the receipts, and this is just how it's been done in the past, unless someone has, someone came up, like a speaker requested reimbursement at the IRS standard business mileage rate. In that case, I guess, agreed with those terms. So this is just, the primary part of this is to rectify some sort of error that happened and further codify how we go about reimbursing travel costs. As history and precedent has it. Yes, sir?
I would ask that you discuss what you and I discussed earlier with regard to the bylaws that you received.
Okay. Or, I guess, to go on furthermore about how it changed, I received an email with bylaws from the beginning of last fall that a previous finance chair had sent out to the committee where it stated allocated instead of reimbursement. And then I viewed the bylaws as they stood this fall, or at the beginning of this fall and currently, and it says reimbursed. And there's also a Word document that I received from a former finance chair detailing each and every single change to the finance bylaws that were considered throughout the entirety of last year. Nowhere in that document does any wording or motion exist about changing the wording from allocated to reimbursed, which is, that's why I really don't understand how it changed, because we never considered any language on that bylaw at all last year. With that, I yield my time for chair.
Senator Nigro.
I would just like to refute the point that the official copy says allocated. The official copy of the bylaws in the archive says reimbursed. The rule has always read reimbursed, dating back to 2009. We've acted otherwise, and I think that is a serious issue, because I believe this body has not been following its own bylaws. So I think amending to cover up what we've been doing sends a bad message, and it goes a bad way. I think we need to follow our own rules, and we need to stick with our own rules.
That's person first.
Due respect to the previous speaker, however, I must at this time discuss a few things with the Senate body who have stated to address the student body. The past two ombudsmen, or ombudspersons, who shall not be named this evening, I will categorically and definitively inform everyone in this chamber that not once did they, in any way, shape, or form, update our bylaws or constitution. The past two, not once. They have been updated once in the last 3 years, and that was by me. Now, a previous speaker has said, indeed, the official copy, that which rests within the Senate thumb drive in the archive, does in fact state the opposite, reimbursed, thank you. However, how do we know what's official and what's not? It seems like a very simple question. Let's go to the thumb drive, because the thumb drive has to, according to our bylaws, the Constitution, must include changed copies and the clean official draft copy of both the Constitution and our bylaws. Now, I inform the chamber at this time that may not be the case, simply for the fact that the last two individuals who held my office did not do their job. It is very simple, and I'm sure if I brought them here, they would tell you the same thing. Very unfortunate. So, where am I going with this? The previous speaker has said, the official ones lie within our thumb drive. I would be skeptical about this, very skeptical. Because yes, while definitively, according to the definition, they do rest within the thumb drive. However, I do not believe that they are the proper documents from the past. And therefore, the documents that we have currently, those which you have access to on the Senate website, may not be correct. How do we change that? It's going to be a lot of work. We're going to have to go 3 minutes, some time gone by. And for all I know, it's possible that nothing changed. However, I seriously, seriously doubt that. I tremendously doubt that.
Chair Richardson.
I'm concerned that the way that the proposed change in the bylaw is written could inhibit student organizations from being able to perform the events that they want to perform. Specifically, expenses will be reimbursed after completion of the events, even though some things like plane tickets and bus fare and train tickets can be purchased long before the event has taken place and shown proof of the travel costs incurred. And frankly, that is a huge burden to place on individual students or their organizations sometimes to cover the up to thousands of dollars of costs, or I guess it's limited to 600, but that's still a lot of money, of their travel, only until after it's done. So I suggest that if we are considering moving this, we should be conscientious of a wording that will allow students to be reimbursed after, or maybe not reimbursed at all, maybe using the credit card available in the student center thing, to make such purchases instead of having to wait until they go back, especially with a yield.
Point of information, is that, can that happen now? Can someone, can a group use a student senate credit card before the event to pay for something?
Yes.
And senate doesn't have a credit card, it's a student credit
card. But what, also, also point of information, does, but then doesn't student senate reimburse the dean of students after that? With allocated money?
Yes.
So that that would still be able to function since the dean of students credit card with this word.
But it says after it.
In a very roundabout way, perhaps, yes. But I do understand where the concern is.
Senator Berggraf, just real quick.
Okay. I was going to talk about a similar topic, but that if student senate reimburses, like, however the group went about going getting their funds, whether it was a student's credit card or like some other form, then that's how it's reimbursed after that. So I feel like that's fine the way it's worded.
Senator Thayer.
First off, I apologize not coming with the citations that I usually like push for, but I do remember the freshman semester, no, the spring semester of my freshman year, when I served on a previous Senate, where they changed this bylaw to read allocation, because at the time, the controller of that Senate was very persuasive or advocated for the change, because allocated made more sense at the time. So seeing this bylaw recommendation come up again seems weird. It's deja vu for me. So I support this amendment because it's my sense. I've seen this before. I've done this before. I yield.
Co-President Ferreira.
I just want to go on record saying that I would caution about the claims of the work ethic of past ombudspersons.
Advisor
Jones. I just want to say to me the point, the issue in front of you is, do you want to use the language reimburse at the IRS rate or reimburse at the cost? I mean, allocate the cost, whatever the words. Like, you're just talking about, are you going to do the IRS rate or are you going to cost? To me, that's the discussion that you all ought to be having, and like not get so worried about who said what and what constitution said what, because now you have a chance for it to say what you think it should say. So that's my point.
Senator Weiss.
I yield.
Senator Hare.
Yield.
Senator Hoppe.
I don't think it's us trying to cover our backside, so to say. I think it's just we want to make sure that we're that our bylaws are the best they can be. I do understand the other concern about groups needing money before the event, like in the example of like a, I don't know, like I guess airline tickets would probably be the bigger problem. I mean, like gas probably not, but is there a problem with the way that we do it right now? Like, has that been an issue at all ever? The way of where the students go into the student's office and ask to use funds to be in the student's office, and then we reimburse the student's office. Has that ever been a problem? Any way, shape, or form?
As far as I know, there has, you know, not been a problem historically.
Okay.
I think everything's functional properly with a proper function.
Other than that case, I mean, I don't think there's a problem with language because the fact that it's worked out combined and that students have the option of going to Dean of Students. I mean, is there any way that we can make that clear to students or clear to students? I mean, that could be a potential way to solve it without having to change the bylaw. So, about you.
Not my best. I'd just like to add a little bit more about the reasoning that went in behind choosing the word allocated instead of reimbursed. Being reimbursed at the standard IRS business mileage rate would be exponentially more expensive for a group to be reimbursing at, because, and that's the primary sentiment behind being reimbursed for only the fuel, a group's fuel receipts, from my understanding, was used in the interest of the group so that they could turn in more fuel receipts in a given budget year, because being reimbursed at the IRS business mileage rate would, it costs a lot more to be reimbursed that way rather than just being reimbursed for your gas that is consumed on a trip. So that was the reasoning behind the first change in the first sentence.
Yes, sir. Our parliamentarian has been so dutiful in looking at minutes that on Monday, January 23rd of 2012, new business of A, finance, subsection 4, the finance committee moved to consider changing the wording from reimbursed to allocated in the bylaw regarding travel expenses. Discussion, vote, motion passed.
Point of information. They just considered it. No.
Motion passed. Is what, these were brought up to be reviewed, so that at this point they're going to be shown and voted upon.
So what are we doing right now? I thought
we're
considering it right now.
Bylaws are considered. You show them first, and then you vote on them next time.
And everybody gets a week to think about it.
Mm-hmm. So this is the.
It is still your floor.
With that I yield.
Senator Rasmussen.
So I'm really confused on. So we're trying to change. Okay, it was said that we need to go back through all the minutes and this and that to look at what has been done in the past and what really should be on our bylaws. If that's, I mean, is this something that we should wait to do and look and see if it's been changed or if it just suddenly got changed? Go ahead.
Sir, the job's done. Minutes have been found.
But is it possible that it got changed back then?
Mm-hmm.
No. So where do we go? I yield.
Senator Vogel.
All right. At this time, I've heard a little bit of an issue with the current wording. As a member of the finance committee, I saw that wording in the first place. That is okay. Upon further review, I think that it could do with some change. And if it is now appropriate, I would like to amend this to read something else.
Thank you.
You should write it down. Honestly.
So we have a small issue with what's been found with the minutes. Technically, because that is not anywhere in our bylaws, this motion doesn't exist, or it's invalid. What can happen is you can bring up the change now, if you have the wording for it, and then it will be discussed upon further meetings. But unfortunately, because of what we found in the minutes, changing something that doesn't exist makes this motion invalid.
You guys are screwed.
Okay, here's my problem right now. That was very out of order, but here's my problem. I don't see the official copy in front of me of what I should be amending. So I don't know whether or not, like, what it actually reads. I've never seen with my own eyes what it actually reads, because what I've read is that it says reimbursed. So I think we need to get a copy. Okay. What is it? I mean, you. Oh, yes, to you.
The copies that are online say will be reimbursed.
Yeah.
And it does say that. However, the minutes reflect that we did indeed change it and it was passed. This is an issue of the incorrect bylaw being altered. So it's not a great decision we're in, because our official documents say reimbursed, but we have proof showing that we actually did indeed change it to allocated, and that was never changed back. So at this point, we have to figure out which one we want to do more, because they're both official documents.
Mm-hmm.
With that, I'm going to move to charge this to the Ethics Committee. I would like Ethics to look into what is what. What is the official copy? What we want to be following? I would also like them to look into why this had to be an issue and why the archives have not been. Okay. I will yield to you.
Germaine, motion. Point of order. Can she yield the floor?
Germaine. We're currently, point of order, we're currently discussing considering this amendment or this bylaw, so we can't charge to a committee unless we shoot this down and go back out and come back in.
Point of information, didn't you just say that this motion was invalid?
Yeah.
Where are we, Dan? We don't know.
Point of order.
I would encourage somebody to move for a 10-minute recess.
Moved.
Is there a second? Senator Patton, all those in favor, is it two-thirds? All those in favor of taking a 10-minute recess, reconvening at 10 to 8, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
Nay.
Division. All those
point of order, can you make a motion when you're not on the speaking list?
I said I would encourage it.
It is an incidental motion.
Thank you.
So, back to the vote. All those in favor of a 10-minute recess, please raise your placards high, two-thirds.
Raise them one more time.
All those opposed, raise your placards. And abstentions. The motion fails.
So the good news is, well, you guys talk about that. The good news is that you can't vote this in or out anyway tonight.
Okay.
because all bylaws have to take a week to simmer and stew before you can actually take action on them. But that still doesn't get you out of your dilemma of whether or not it's a relevant.
Point of information to our advisor, where is that quote coming from?
Where is what quote coming from?
That we need a week of consideration?
I think it comes from our bylaws.
Article 9 of the Constitution, underneath bylaw section 2.
So point of order then, the bylaw is being presented today, and we have to consider it next week. Okay. I just want a ruling. I'm looking for a ruling from the chair. So if you need to talk to the parliamentarian, I just need a ruling.
On what is your question?
Because this says must be voted for consideration at the meeting after they are first presented. They're being first presented tonight, so therefore we can't consider this motion until next week, which means that we did some jargon, and we need a ruling right now, because by the Constitution, we can't consider this motion tonight. We can only present the motion and the idea tonight, consider it next week, and at next week's meeting, consider it and amend it and vote yes or no. I like your ruling.
Yield the floor to our parliamentarian.
Because we are discussing bringing it up, this is technically not the actual consideration.
Okay, thanks.
We voted to hold a discussion, not so we're discussing.
No. Point of order, we already voted to open discussion. And yes. Yeah. At least that's how it appears up there.
So I believe that the motion was
two-thirds vote. All those in favor of ending discussion, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
Nay.
Division. All those in favor of ending discussion, raise your placards.
Aye.
Those opposed? Abstentions? The motion fails. Senator Vogel,
yes. Okay. I'm afraid at this point that we are not really sure if we are talking about anything, and in which case, I do not understand the point to continue discussion. I really wish that we would pay attention and know what we are talking about, which is sort of nothing at this point. But I'm going to yield to our ombudsman.
Wait, we found the minutes. They're diapers. We don't need to do this. So if somebody killed us, please. put us out of our misery. There's nothing to do, literally. I thank you for yielding.
I guess I yield.
Senator Patton.
All right, well, what I was going to suggest is to just table this until we have a concrete copy of what we consider our constitution to change, so we're not jumbling around with three different constitutions. And can I go ahead and table to, I yield to you if you wish to explain to me why not.
Point of information, we're literally in discussion right now. Like, there's no motion correct to table.
Yes,
fuck. Well, point of information, I draw your inquiry card.
So the issue that lies right now is that in Article 9 of our bylaws, or constitutional bylaws, it says, any bylaw changes must be voted for consideration at the meeting after they are presented. There's two ways of reading that. At the meeting after they're presented, therefore one meeting over, or at the same meeting after they are presented. This is the issue we're running into right now, aside from this whole actual document or not. So this is something that requires, in this case, a ruling from the co-presidents, and then I would encourage a review from the other.
Give a motion to kill it. Yes.
I would ask the gentleman to be more specific, perhaps more.
I motion that we stop discussion of this and treat this that we did not discuss it here, so then we are not forced to make a vote on it next time or later in this meeting. And yes.
I would encourage the center to make a motion to table until we have the required information.
Yeah, we'll table until we have a pardon. Yeah, that's what I was attempting to do.
Table
discussion. Yes.
Table discussion until next meeting.
Table discussion until we have a constitution and the appropriate information.
Can I request what information?
All right, this is getting too long.
Sorry about that. What information? Can I make a request to withdraw the motion?
Figure out what I want to say.
You're going to be in the state.
Point of order, that's an instant on motion. He can do that.
Yes, I do want a motion to table this discussion until we have the appropriate documents to... Indefinitely? I have a question. If I table the discussion indefinitely, can we never change this? Or how does that go about? Whoever.
So motioning indefinitely basically means it's tabled until whenever we want to bring it back up.
Okay, that sounds good. So, yeah, I move to table this discussion indefinitely.
I can go to Senator Thrash. All those in... This is a two-thirds vote. All those in favor of tabling this discussion indefinitely, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions?
Abstain.
So approved, the discussion is tabled indefinitely. Is there any other new business? Senator Nigro.
I move to charge ethics to figure out what just happened.
I saw Thrash, yes. Yeah, I agree. Wait, would you please be more specific?
I move to charge ethics with discovering why there is a discrepancy between our bylaws. And where do we go from here? Yes.
I would also encourage to look at wording of section Article 9, section 2, specifically.
Okay. And that too.
All right. The charge has been made. Is there a second? Senator Burkey. All the discussion. Ombudsperson Henderson.
Sorry. The issue at hand is that there was a discrepancy. Now, earlier when I stood up and I explained correctly that there was an issue in the past, I was not yet the ombudsperson in January of 2012. This basically boiled down to the individual who occupied this position at that time did not update the official documents. Therefore, the official documents that we've been running with this whole time, I didn't know any better, you didn't know any better, have been wrong. The only thing that needs to change tonight is that I need to go back into those minutes, pull out what actually was changed at that meeting, update our bylaws, and call it in. That's literally the only thing that needs to happen. So I do understand why a previous speaker didn't want the Ethics Committee to look into this. Basically, we tried to start a motion on something that's already taken place. Basically, 2 school years ago. And therefore, really doesn't need rehashing. We understand now that the change was made. I yield.
Senator Hatch.
Oh, you.
Senator Hare.
One point of information, I guess. Wasn't the motion to assess the Constitution and whether or not when something is brought up at a meeting, it must be a week later to be considered rather than the same meeting?
That was a portion of the charge.
Okay.
Correct.
I think that's a good
idea. Point of information. If this was not the only, I guess, motion that wasn't changed, shouldn't any subsequent minutes also be looked at to see? Okay, all right. This one, sure.
Senator Burbank.
I was basically just going to ask if the person would do that as far back as he thinks it's necessary.
Co-President Cabrera.
So I just want to remind the body that it is with any member of this body's right to bring forth an ethics complaint, and ethics must hear it.
Is there any other discussion on this charge? Discussion, discussion, discussion. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor, is the simple majority? All those in favor of charging ethics with looking into Article 4, subsection, Article 9, sorry, Article 9, subsection, for section 2, that's part of it. Yeah, section 9, Article 9, section 2, regarding consideration. And the issue in the discrepancy in official documentation, was there any other court involved? All those in favor of that being charged to ethics, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, nay.
Nay.
Abstentions? So charged. Back to new business. Ombudsperson Henderson.
Yeah.
Senator Thayer.
I just feel it's important that this body be kind of kept in the loop and up to date, which I trust that the Ethics Committee will do. But I would like to charge the Ethics Committee in looking, making official, have them look into the past 4 years of minutes, compare them to the bylaws and constitution that are online and on the thumb drive, and if there are any variations or differences, to then make the correct updates, but then inform the body of what those updates are, so nothing gets lost. And the minutes will reflect those changes for then kind of, I guess, the paper trail of the future. So with saying that, I move to charge the Ethics Committee into reviewing the past 4 years of Senate minutes and comparing any bylaw or constitutional changes for the current bylaws and constitution online and thumb drive in the archive, and reporting back to Senate before fall recess. Before we leave for JJ.
Yeah.
That's three meetings. Four.
I'm more concerned about your definition of before. It won't be fall recess, so maybe change it to when the semester is over or
before the semester.
Final meeting of the semester.
Yes, final meeting of the semester.
At or before the final meeting of the semester.
Yes.
Wonderful. Is there a second? Senator Rasmussen. Discussion on charging ethics with, did you write all that down? Looking at past 4 minutes, 4 years of minutes, and comparing documents on the thumb drive, one online, and the minutes to see if there are any discrepancies. Discussion and first on this is our Brian Burrow.
This is 4 years of minutes, so that's a minute per week, and that is 3 weeks to do this task, and that's insane. So I would like to, I move to amend this to the end of the academic year and not semester.
Is there a second? Senator Berkey. The discussion is on the amendment to the charge, amending the end of this semester to the end of this academic year. Is there a discussion? Senator Hoppage.
First, at the point of information, when do the bylaw proposal need, because for us to actually have the bylaws changed, they need to go through the student body, so when do we need to go through?
Incorrect.
Okay. Natalie, you.
Controller
Best. It would be super swell if these changes might be able to be made before we start the spring motion.
Chair Richardson.
I direct this to the ombudsman person. What do you believe to be a reasonable timeline to be both efficient for our body and thorough in the examination of the minutes? Thank you.
Friendly amendment to my own amendment, which is a privilege I've never held before, and I want to change it to before the start of the spring budgeting process.
Is there a second? Friendlies just happened. Sorry. So the amendment to the motion currently reads, to report back before the start of the spring budgeting process.
Please.
I would encourage you to actually change it to report before the beginning, because currently the motion says before or at the last meeting.
Yep, I'm friendlying my friendly. I don't think we can do it, but I'm doing it.
Wait,
seeing that I hope I don't have to make any other friendlies, let's pass this and get out of here.
Yeah. Is there any other discussion on the amendment to the charge, the amendment being before the start of the finance process? Spring budgeting process. Any discussion? All right, seeing none, since the majority. All those in favor of approving the amendment to the charge to read to report back before the start of the spring budgeting process, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions? The amendment passes. We'll now move back to discussion on the charge, which as amended, reads ethics to look into the past 4 years of minutes, compare with the thumb drive and the official documents, and report back before the start of the spring budgeting process. Is there any discussion? Is our speakers list? No. Any discussion on that charge? Discussion. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor of charging ethics with comparing the past 4 years of minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions? So approved, so charged. Is there any other new business? Senator Perry.
I move to charge the Finance Committee that regardless of the wording of the bylaw that we just read, that they work to reword and clarify what the allocation is, which was half of what was up for us to read today about what the timing of the allocation of the funds and whether it's reimbursement or they can be provided beforehand. That's not our game.
Would you yield to control that?
That duty would be a joint effort with what ethics has already been charged.
Oh, okay. So I move that Finance Committee and Ethics Committee.
You still have the floor. Any other new business? New business? Seeing none, we'll move to announcements.
I would just like to thank everybody. That is the most wormholes I've ever delved into. I got to double friendly amendment. We tried to amend something that doesn't exist. And everyone was confused for at least half an hour. So it's been a privilege. I look forward to seeing you all after Thanksgiving break. Have a wonderful break.
Senator Burgraff.
Downstairs right now until 9 o'clock is the gallery opening in the Hillsborough Museum of Art. Former Professor Bruce McLean has a fantastic exhibit that's opening tonight, and I encourage you all to go see it at some point.
Ombudsperson Henriksen.
Big shot here. Finance Committee or Ethics Committee, I need to see you after this. Finance Committee, actually Finance, too. Please, very quickly. Thank you.
Senator Kim.
Three things. Hopefully you will see clothing next Monday at our meeting. Thanks to some of you who came to Choreographers Gallery. It was nice to see faces that I recognized. And three, if any of you have friends who live in Complex, let them know that there will be a position open next semester because I will be studying abroad. So
I
just throw it out there if anyone's interested in
Senate
that you know
who was
in Complex.
Co-President Cabrera.
Just a couple announcements to the senators who performed in the race show, the Choreographers Gallery, the Gustavus Wind Orchestra and VASA performances. Great job to those of you who were there. I saw y'all and you were great. and also to all the other guesties who performed. And then just have a safe drive home or wherever you're going over this break. Please be safe, and I wish you the best.
Chair Richardson.
The gender neutral housing survey was finally sent out yesterday. I would really appreciate it if you would all personally fill it out yourself sometime over break and encourage all of your constituents to do the same. I yield.
I just want to say thank you all for this evening. What an interesting night. Zoe, I don't even know what my goodness. I look forward to reading them and chuckling. And I also wanted to say thank you for your attendance at the forum, the financial forum. It meant a lot for Ken to have an audience there. And I walked away learning quite a bit. So I thought it was fruitful, and I was very glad to see some of the spaces there, all our set number of spaces there. And I just wanted to vote. And again, please be safe wherever you're traveling, even if it's here, the sidewalks, I'm sure will be nice. Any other announcements? Announcements? Administrative Director May.
Please get here after the reports.
Any further announcements? Seeing none, this meeting is adjourned.